It's all yours, brother Andre.
All righty. How does that sound? Sound okay? Let me see here. Check my mic. See how the level is viewing. Mic check. All right. That sounds pretty good. Hey, how you doing there, Brother Greg? Sabbath blessings, everyone. I hope everyone is having a blessed Sabbath day. Hope they are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final Sabbath of 2021, the final one. And it gives us some time to reflect and put a lot of things into perspective. This has been a very, very interesting year. It has, from the beginning all the way to now. I mean, you wouldn't even imagine that a lot of the things that occurred this year were to occur, but we only know that it's just going to get stranger and stranger as the time goes on. But it's all well and good because we know that we are much closer to the hour of the Son of Man, the Son of God, the King of Kings, to the hour of his return is drawing nearer and nearer. So just know, I mean, things are going to just get, they're going to get weirder, they're going to get crazier. I mean, just so much that the mainstream overlooks. So it's up to you, it's up to me to dig into the Word, to have ultimate trust in God, to see through, because people are worried, they are anxious, they are indecisive as to the times, not knowing the times that we're living in, that we are in the very days, the very last days. So I must do diligence to warn them, to educate them. They can know and understand that the end times are upon us. I do have a few things to address, some that I want to get into last week, but I guess the big thing I want to talk about and what Brother Nick talked about earlier today during the sermon hour was the holiday that just passed yesterday. I don't know if there are any one in the church family who decided to actually go home and to visit family. I mean, it is a good time to visit family, but on that same lines, you do know that many here do have family that still participate in the holiday. I know mine in particular, they do. I'm going home. I didn't go home. I opted out of that. I have not been home for a Christmas gathering. I can't even remember. I mean, this was before I found out the truth about Christmas. I guess the main draw from me and my kids was to go home during Thanksgiving or like a week in the summer months when my mom would have vacation and she would keep the kids for a week. So as far as like for any type of Christmas celebration, Christmas holiday, no, I have not participated. You get the text, so it's just from family, they do it out of habit, regardless of how you may show your views or insight on what you believe. They'll still send them. They'll still send them. And you try your best, not to. They only know what they know. So you try your best not to be offended by what they do. They figure that it's this time of love, and they celebrating the birth of Christ as they perceive. So when the doors open, you present them with what you know. You present them with historical accounts. You present them with scriptural accounts. You just give them what you know and just hope that they can take it and do their own research as to everything that comes with this holiday, the roots, its origins, all of that. And I know a lot of us just kind of look forward to it being over. Go ahead, just get us to 2021, Lord willing, and just get all of this completely over and done with. Like I said, I was speaking to a good friend of mine who works at Walmart and pretty much was telling me that they've already just eliminated. If you're working today, I know we've had discussions about that, which is pretty much eliminating everything pertaining to Christmas and immediately going into the next holiday as if it didn't even exist. Walmart just pretty much dictates the calendar. Everything goes around to the seasons by what is on display at Walmart. Everything. So just, you know, you kind of look forward to this whole holiday season being over and done with, you know, getting into the new year, as the world proclaims. It's not as far as our God proclaims. You know that when he ordered the times for years would be in the springtime. Would be in the springtime, but of course Rome and the calendar that we go by, the Gregorian calendar, say otherwise, says the new year begins on January 1st. So just take it, you know, as they present it. You know, everything has some type of Roman spin on it. The days, except for the Sabbath, of course, but the names that they present to us all have some type of Roman element. The months, all of it is attached to Rome in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So, now as far as the articles that I have, this has been a very, very interesting week, nonetheless. It very has. There was a few headlines that I wanted to cover. This one was from last week, but again, we were going into the holidays, so we didn't much discuss any of the events or current events. But this one pertained to that nurse. I don't know if you guys have seen it. You might have, but it was this nurse that took the COVID vaccine. I don't know if it was the one from Pfizer or the one from Moderna, but she took the vaccine, ended up passing out on camera. And there were accounts that surfaced days later that nurse had died. And then the mainstream, they came in, they said, oh no, she had some kind of pre-existing condition that causes her to faint or pass out. Or they said, well, people that, you know, get these kind of shots, it happens to them all the time. If you ever get in blood before, you know that you might have fainting, dizzy spells. I mean, it's happened to me. It's happened to me. In the Army, when I was in, they would have these yearly blood drives. They had these yearly blood drives. You would go early that morning, you give blood, and if you actually gave, you know, that you had the rest of the day off. It typically done that on like a Friday, so you could have the rest of the day off and immediately go into the weekend. And there was one instance that I remember what I gave, and I did not feel good. I did not feel good afterwards. I was very, very lightheaded. I'm assuming it had something to do with my water intake that day. I did not have enough water either the previous day or the day of. So I felt very lightheaded. I went back to the barracks and lay down. I just pretty much slept the rest of the day. But being there, I saw many of my fellow soldiers would get up. They would say, well, get up real hard because you might pass out. Sure enough, they get up and they hit the floor. So they were attributing this death, so to speak, to her having this pre-existing condition. But then they go on later on saying that she's fine, she's alive. Well, I did do some digging, and I'm going to post this into the telechat, and this also this fellow who made an excellent video pertaining to the matter, that this lady, this Tiffany Dozier, did in fact pass away. She did in fact pass away. Everything pertaining to her social media accounts, even where she's from, there is an actual death record. That lady did pass away from this vaccine. And there are numerous accounts not being published by the mainstream where people are in fact dying that are taking this shot. They are dying that are taking this shot. And I do believe that there's a lot of attention that was being drawn with this nurse and the timing of it because of what happened yesterday with that RV explosion. And just think about it. It was the exact same state. I think she was from Chattanooga, if I'm not mistaken. I think she lived in, she also lived in Tennessee. And that explosion that happened yesterday was in Nashville. In Nashville. So these kind of things happen. To take the onus off of one story, it shifts over to something completely different. And now all eyes are centered. What happened in Nashville concerning this explosion? And I'm going to put some details together, put what I can dig up, what I can dig up, because a lot of this is just not adding up. You get initial reaction, you see what happened, what they show on the news, and from what you can see on the internet, and just a lot of the details of this story, just a lot of loops, just a lot of them not making any sense to me. From how it happened and in the after effects, the outages that ensued with AT&T, and a lot of it just didn't quite sit right. So I'm going to continue to dig on that and try to piece together some information. And I'm sure more will come to surface as these days continue. But even the very day that it occurred, I mean, just do a search on Christmas Day tragedies. Just do a search, and you will be amazed. I mean, as far as celebrities who will pass away on that day, I can recall, I think, James Brown, Eartha Kitt, George Michael, or just, like, calamities, major weather events where hundreds, if not thousands of people were killed. I think in 2003, there was a big earthquake in Iran that took out a whole bunch of people. I think the very next year, in Asia, there was this tsunami that killed thousands. I mean, maybe even 10,000. It was a pretty high number. And then if you look into the practices of the occult and how they structure their calendar, this time of year is held in a very high regard. Everything's circled around you, winter solstice. They do a whole lot of dark and occult practices that involve some type of sacrifice. Anything that pleases the enemy, this is the things they do. This is the things that they do. So there's a lot going on around this, but I'm going to try to piece some information that I can come up with. They've already named some type of person of interest concerning this explosion. But I'm going to see what I can find. If it's something that comes off as fact, and I'll present that status, Lord's willing. There's also another big headline that happened this week concerning COVID relief. And I'm probably going to go into this one a little lengthy. Because of how they did it, how it was structured, and just the bill as a whole. Now, Congress just passed another COVID relief bill. I mean, they passed one earlier this year. A lot of people call them the Trump checks or stimulus checks. I don't know about you or me, but I didn't receive anything. I didn't receive nothing. I mean, I paid my taxes just like everyone else here. But I didn't receive anything. So I don't know if it was a reason why, if it had anything to do with this upcoming social credit. I don't know, but I didn't receive anything concerning that stimulus package. But just looking into the bill itself, I mean, billions of dollars. I mean, we're not in depth enough as it is, but here, billions of dollars will be given away to foreign countries, as part of this bill. So is this even a stimulus bill at all? Is this even a stimulus bill? I mean, it includes general spending provisions for this next upcoming year. And then they say, well, we're doing this to avoid another government shutdown. But if you look at this bill as a whole, the biggest chunk of it is supposed to be COVID relief, as it's supposed to be. And we're talking about $1 trillion of spending. This bill, this whole bill, is like a book It's like 5,000 pages. I mean, look at your Bible, your Red Letter Edition KJV. If you look at the KJV, they have different plans where you can look and read your Bible an entire year. And my Bible is not even 5,000 pages. We're talking about an entire year to read Scripture. And here it is. This thing was rolled out just a couple of days. It was 5,000 pages. So you know. And this is not getting read thoroughly. So there are a lot of things included in this bill that was passed that are not in the awareness of the American people, so to speak. But when they put this thing out there, and putting COVID at the forefront, you see that when it comes to a crisis, they're not going to let it go to waste. They're going to push what they push and continue to push it. I mean, the purpose of this bill really is to provide relief to Americans. This bill should probably be like a couple of pages, maybe two or three, but we're talking about 5,000? But what people are doing, who is going into this page, who's going into this bill, they're looking and they're seeing that just certain things just do not add up. It is full of spending that has absolutely nothing to do with you, nothing to do with me, nothing to do with the well-being of the American people, nothing at all. Nothing at all. And speaking of which, when they do these kind of things, I mean, has not that become the norm here lately? Where on the surface, things appear good, they appear beneficial, but when you examine them thoroughly, you find out that it's the exact opposite. You take Black Lives Matter, for example. I mean, it was a group that on the surface promotes black equality, rights, justice. And it came out as a force to rise up against police injustice. As we discussed a few months ago, when you look into their mission statement, you see that Black Lives Matter is anti-family. They are pro-homosexual. They are against the structure of the family. They're just not in line with natural order. All of this, this literally has nothing to do with what they proclaim to be standing up for. So when you look at this bill, which is supposed to be COVID relief, when you actually dig into it, you find it has absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief. Absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief. Yeah, Marxist. That's also a thing about BLM. Marxist. And they're teaching this to kids right now in school. Right now as part of their curriculum, which a lot of parents are standing up against. Praise God on that. They're looking at this for what it is. I'm like, oh, no, you're not teaching this to my kids. You're not teaching this to my kids. So they're pulling them out. I'm teaching my kids to be Marxist, to learn about socialism. You're bringing in all these different perversions and teaching kids all these different gender identities, gender classes. You're teaching them all these things and putting them out to the real world, confused, having no idea they even function in society. But going back to this bill, 5,000 pages, probably even more. I'm just giving a general just guess. It could be more than that, which is 5,000 pages. And this thing contains some of the most outlandish, absurd provisions you can even think about. So for starters, Americans will receive $600 in relief. So think about that, brothers and sisters. $600. How far can you go with that? How far? For most Americans, that doesn't even cover their mortgage. That doesn't even not cover their mortgage. That $600? So you're not allowed to operate your business and earn a living for yourself, as what would a COVID do with the lockdowns? It affected the small businesses, mom and pop stores were immediately closed. They were shut down. So you're not allowed to operate your business and earn a living for yourself.
But in exchange, this is what the government is going to give you. We're going to give you just enough money to buy some new clothes so you can stay warm while you stand in line in the soup kitchen. That's what we're going to do for you. And these are not short lines either. I mean, these lines are long. Some almost 15 blocks long, like we saw in Texas and New Jersey. I mean, seriously, 600 is an insult to Americans. So where is all of this going? Well, it turns out that it won't just be the United States citizens that are receiving free money. It won't be. And this is an excerpt from the Wall Street Journal here. According to Michelle Hackman of the Wall Street Journal, families of illegal immigrants will now be eligible as well. Family members of unauthorized immigrants are now eligible to get stimulus checks under the $900 billion deal reached. And eligibility is retroactive, so adults excluded last time can now get $1,800. And then let's talk about the pork that they add into this. They put so much into it that, again, it goes right over the heads of Americans because their main focus is getting that stimulus money that's promised. That's promised to them, which they're not going to. There's always some type of vision. If they throw $600 out there, in order to get a bigger amount, you're going to have some form of compromise. And we already know what that compromise is. A vaccine. It's that vaccine. But going back to some of this pork that they put to this bill, or some of these pet projects, they put on here the necessary expenses for the operation, maintenance, and security of the Kennedy Center. They received $25 million. But get this right, now, brothers and sisters, the Kennedy Center is closed. It's not even open. Not even open. But for the maintenance and operation of it, hey, we're going to put in $25 million of COVID relief. How about $154 million for the National Gallery of Art? I kid you not. $200 million of that money. $200 million. So that federal HIV and AIDS workers overseas can buy cars and car insurance. I mean, I'm just kind of summarizing this a little bit, but it's all written into this bill. All of it is there. This bill creates a Women's History Museum and an American Latino Museum as part of the Smithsonian. And that same Smithsonian gets $1 billion. $1 billion. This bill also lays out the groundwork for a Climate Security Advisory Council. You knew that was going to be in there some way, form, shape, or another. It was going to be up in there. And they stuck it in there. Climate change. In a COVID relief bill, as we've talked about before, and Brother Nick has already reiterated on this, that COVID is nothing more than a front runner to climate change. And here it is. Just days ago, the U.S. Federal Reserve joined an international group of central banks focused on climate change, all without the consent of you, me, we the people. This comes from Reuters here, Reuters. And the headline is, Fed to Fight Climate Change. The Fed's membership in a network of central banks and supervisors for greening the financial system comes after a year-long collaboration, the Fed said. It has been the only major global central bank besides the Reserve Bank of India that was not a member of the NGFS. As we develop our understanding on how debts to assess the impact of climate change on the financial systems. You got to link the two. Climate change, finances, can't enforce the mark by itself. I mean, they just put this right here, and those that study prophecy know what they're looking at. They know what they're looking at. But the majority is going to go right on along with the system, having no idea that they're just going down the path that leads to the enforcement of the mark of beast. We're continuing. We look forward to continuing and deepening our discussions with our NGFS colleagues from around the world. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said in a statement announcing the move's climate change agenda. The climate change agenda that is being used to bind the whole world together. The whole world. They can call it whatever they like. New world religion, whatever it may be. I mean, you already know the Pope's fully on board with this. Fully on board. Climate change, which is once called global warming. In New York, when you call it climate change, global warming, they had a crazy snowstorm just came through there. It's all about the new world order. This is all about the new world order. In reality, this is simply another excuse to merge the world's governments and financial centers closer together. This is what all the great reset is about. What it's about. It's always been a new world order. They just changed the name and called it the great reset. This is what COVID was the front runner. COVID pushed this. COVID, collapsing the economy, collapsing the world as we know it in order to bring about a more globally unified system. This is prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. But they got to collapse it. They have to collapse the economy. They have to bring about the need, to bring about the want among the people. Where they turn to the government for help instead of the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. Look at how much more money is being wasted. Let's go back into this bill. There's actually a commission tasked with educating consumers about the danger associated with using or storing portable fuel containers for flammable liquids near an open flame. Otherwise, not putting a container of gas near a flame. That is also included in the bill. And these things that are here, who's getting this money and why? Yet you, you can get a $600 out of it. And it just keeps on getting more and more weird and bizarre by the minute. I mean, look at this. I didn't even look at the full details of this, but just the headline alone, that this was also packaged into this deal, shows you really who's in control and what this is all about. Just this one alone, statement of policy regarding the succession or reincarnation of the Dalai Lama, that's in that bill. No joke. It's really in there. I'm going to say it again. Statement of policy regarding the succession or reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. Why? This is the oldest trick in the book how they do this. Take a bill. Just take any bill. Take a bill. That the American people seem to support. They give all support towards it, just based on the surface, based on the title. That's it. It's based on the title. But then, also, you pack that bill with as much pork as humanly possible. Everything that y'all been wanting to do, things that you didn't even want to do, just pack it in there. Oh, they'll never read this. They'll never read it. Get the money for these projects are going at this.
expense of taxpayers.
Look who's paying for this stuff.
And if you look at this bill, it passed the House by not just a little close margin. This thing passed by a vote of 359-53. But my thing is, how? How? They didn't even get this bill to 2 hours before it was scheduled to vote. 2 hours. So we just talked about that. I mean, this is over 5,000 pages. In 2 hours? There is no way they read this thing in its entirety. It's impossible. And to back this up, this is a lady here. She's a 6-time world speed reading competition champion. Her name is Ann Jones. And she is able to read 4,200 words per minute with a 67% comprehension. That's pretty fast. That's extremely fast. But based on her speed, it would take her more than 9 hours to read this bill in its entirety. And she would lose almost a third of it based on her comprehension level. It is impossible, brothers and sisters, it is impossible that anyone was able to go through this bill in its entirety. Speed read it, thumb through it, it is absolutely impossible, yet they still voted in favor of it anyway. It just shows the corruption on both sides. When people talk about, oh, it's Republicans going to do this, and Trump's going to do that, Biden's going to, no, absolutely not. Both sides fulfill the same purpose and the same agenda. Same purpose. And it's going to take a while. This is just some of the things I saw on the surface. But what other YouTubers dug up, or what I found around the internet, it's just some of the things. This is not somewhere near covering the entirety of this bill. It's going to take a while. It's going to take weeks, probably months. Probably learn all of the things that they stuck into this bill. That's how long it's going to take. You get the president-elect. He comes out, oh, this wonderful thing. Just praising the whole process. Applauding Congress. What do you think? This is a quote he said. Joe Biden. I applaud the bipartisan congressional effort relief package and call it a model for the challenging work ahead. And I don't find it likely that he's read it either. So you have current president. He comes out and just slams this bill in Congress. They push it before him, and he slams it. Saying that they need to send him a bill that gives him money to the American people so he can see how he's being used as this warrior for Americans, this fighter for patriots, and being labeled by the other side as a dictator or having way too much power. You see how both these sides are working in cohesion. They're working in cohesion because the enemy of souls is right there dangling the puppets on both sides. And people don't see it. So Trump came out and said, despite all this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries and lobbyists and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. Then he came out and now he's garnering support because now he's saying, I'm going to change that from 600 to 2,000. People who are anti-Trump quickly jump ship. Quickly jump ship when he said that. But do you see what drives and motivates people now? It's that money. No matter what is put before them. This is why so many will be inclined to take a shot, because we put this money before them, though they'll take it. They'll take it. When desperation kicks in, or they will take it.
this is going to feed my family, put food on my table, keep a roof over my head, so you can take a shot, and for $2,000 a treat, they will take it. They will take it. But even what Trump is presenting, it's not going to happen. Because all it has, it passed on both houses of Congress. I mean, look at this thing, seriously. This bill authorizes $135 million to Burma to promote ethnic and religious tolerance in Karen and the Shan states. Now, I wonder what the national religion is there. There has to be some underlying cause. I doubt it's Catholic. I doubt. Because in any of these countries, as Catholicism is a majority, they have to come in and step in and punish heretics, so to speak, by using this type of pork in this bill. $45 million of taxpayer money will be awarded to key government officials in Central America in order to combat corruption. Again, look at where this money is going. You can't make this stuff up. They're giving money to corrupt politicians to fund anti-corruption programs. And it continues. Ukraine, $453 million. Sudan, $700 million. Republic of Georgia, $132 million. Bangladesh, $198 million. Vietnam, $170 million. Venezuela, $33 million, which is also ironic because in that same bill that they're offering to give this money to Venezuela, just a few pages earlier, this bill prohibits giving money to Venezuela. But this is what happens when people don't read this stuff. They don't read it, these things get passed. All in the name of COVID relief. And here's another one that's really very disturbing. $10 million of taxpayer money will be given to the government of Pakistan specifically for gender studies programs. So you can kind of see we talked about climate change agenda being thrown in here. Now here we go with the homosexual agenda. It's being thrown in here. This article is taken from Yahoo Finance. As Yahoo Finance reports, some of the lesser known provisions have raised eyebrows. Among them are a pair of assistance programs in Pakistan, whereby $15 million will be put towards democracy programs and $10 million will be distributed to gender programs. You read that correctly? You just talked about it. But they kind of shave it up a little bit to make it seem not as bad by saying, but technically this provision and other defense measures such as $73 million spending for Israel's Iron Dome 9 defense system. I think Israel got maybe $500 million out of this package deal as well. It's not part of the COVID relief package, part of the defense bill contained in $1.4 trillion that was bound up with the COVID bill. So while the Pakistani gender programs were not technically included in the COVID bill, the end result is much the same. Senators cannot vote for the COVID relief bill without first voting for gender programs in Pakistan. But here's how they go, slipping gender equality in what is supposed to be a COVID package. Gender equality. Now, a recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggested it's time to rethink how sex designations are listed on the birth certificates to accommodate those who are intersex, as well as people who identify as non-binary or transgender. So here we go with the New England Journal of Medicine, an accredited website. This is the same one where Dr. Fauci came on and said back in March, we talked about COVID. That the COVID is nothing more than a simple mild cold. He said that. And know if they're taking it down or not, but it's right there on their website, Anthony Fauci. So you see where they are going when they publish things like this that don't put your gender on birth certificates. This was published on December 12th. The article was written by doctors, well, I'm messing it all up, Eli Adashi of Brown University Medical School. And he says, sex designations on birth certificate offer no clinical utility, and they can be harmful to intersex people. Moving those designations below the line of demarcation wouldn't compromise the birth certificate's public health function, but could avoid harm. So in other words, we need a test to determine whether or not a person is male or female. And just like COVID, I mean, you gotta go get tested for a virus that you didn't know you even had. The way that you can change in the way people think and trust in these so-called experts for just things that should be common knowledge to everyone. For the past 6,000 years, there's been a certain order, and now all of a sudden it just changes. But no, these have been gradual changes. Gradual changes leading up to this point. Leading up to this point. We need a test to determine whether or not a person is male or female. Perversions. These perversions are being pushed. They're being pushed in the media, they're being pushed on television, they're being pushed on phones, computers, they're just being pushed in the school system. Looking at this as a whole, you can see that this is a complete measure. Just look at the perversion alone and seeing that the demons are running rampant. They are running rampant. And the people who will let this stuff control, the people who are obsessed by it, know that demons are running rampant within them. Unnatural to even present something like this. And when a baby is born, you know exactly what this baby is. Is a male or female? This test has been going on for thousands of years. Now it's like now we have to consult to experts. Not only that, not even list on birth certificate. You see that judgment is impending. When you see these things running rampant among society. I mean, some of the most severe judgments in Scripture are preceded by perversions. Perversions. Homosexual perversions. And the judgments just didn't come just because of the perversions alone, no. But just looking at it as a whole is a good way to see a state of society. It's a good way to see it. A good measuring line to just see how far the United States has failed. There's a verse that kind of comes to mind. In Proverbs, that speaks about righteousness exalted the nation. I can find that one. I'm with the same lines that righteousness exalted the nation, but sin. I know about that because Sean was right, and you can probably throw it up in a minute. Oh boy, let me see if I can pull it up here. Exalted the nation. Let me see. It just came to mind as well. Turn to my BL guy. No, it's in Proverbs. No? Where is that verse? I had a couple of mine. I can't pick it up right now. I know what's on the line.
But we can just see, just based on the immorality, based on the perversion, you see where America is going. And it's going downhill extremely fast. Lust is something that is never, never satisfied. Never. It's like coveting. Talked about last week about people who going through the books, going through the list of what they're going to buy, what they're going to get. Or as a kid, going through the Christmas books and saying, I'm going to get this, get that. It's never satisfying. So how is sexual lust any different? It's not. It leads to a downward spiral of more deviant activity. It becomes more perverse and perverse and perverse and perverse. And something that was illegal in this country is now, it searched for more than anything. I mean, the business alone outweighs anything this country could even offer. We're talking about pornography. Those who lust for it, those who lust after it, are never, ever satisfied. And it is something that only the blood of Christ, only through his sacrifice alone can one overcome that perversion. Because it is strong. And I only talk about things that I know, that I've personally dealt with. So you see right here in America, you see how far they're going based on these perversions and what they're trying to do to conform it and get other people to accept them. Thank you there, Brother Dwayne. That's it right there. Right there. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Thank you, brother. There you go. You found it. Yes. I mean, this is the biggest industry on the internet. And people are not satisfied just by looking. Now they act. And they can't get people to accept the act. They pass these laws. They put out these signs, put out this data that say, oh, it's normal, it's fine. It's like what they're doing pedophilia right now. Oh, it's fine. They're born that way. There's no worry. There's nothing wrong with this. But these unnatural lusts are not generated by human desires. These lusts are generated by unclean spirits. These are demons that are infecting the minds of these individuals that are under their spell, under their bondage. This is the main reason why God will not tolerate this perversion. He won't tolerate it. It's out of the natural order of man. It's out of it. It's out. And you see right now that there are demons who are enslaving the people. Demons who are enslaving society. People are under demonic control and have no idea. They don't know. And once the spiritual state of mankind is degraded to the point where perversion is widespread like it is now, he becomes that animal, he becomes that beast that the demons want him to be. King David talked about that in the book of Psalms. How foolish he was. How ignorant he was. He said, I was a beast before this. I mean, the end result of all of this, of all these virgins, all this pedophilia, homosexuality, all of this, the end result is to have a society that embraces doctors and demons, spirit of devils. We have no morals. None. It's exactly how the enemy would love it to set it up to have his kingdom on earth. There is no rule of law, none, no restraints. Do as thou wilt. Or as the scripture account, is everyone doing right in their own eyes? And that, my friend, is the way of a fool. As it is written in Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he had hearkened with the counsel and wise. Take the time to think about what you're doing, but when lust rules the heart, there is no thinking. These people just act. They act on impulse.
That's why it's so easy when it comes to branding here in America, to advertising. They know that so many are ruled by lust. Just go to a grocery store. Go to a grocery store, you stand in line, and you see all these things that you have absolutely no intention on buying. No intention. But it's there. Like, maybe I need that. No, you don't. But they put these magazines, they put these people magazines, they get the tabloids, and it's always some type of perversion on the forefront. Always. It's just never something good, something decent. It's always something's going on with this celebrity or that celebrity, and who was with this one and that one. It's just, why is all this even here? If you got your child right there in line, they see it. They see it. They call them impulse buys. Something with lust. You lust after what you see because you're not like this celebrity, not having this fun, not getting those riches, that glamour. Or you lust after what that is playing, the candies, the chocolates, things that you have no idea, no intention of even thinking about buying. You came there to get what you're getting and to get out of there, but they put this stuff right there to provoke you to buy. You're not buying. You're not buying. God created you and me to trust in Him. To trust in Him. To be a place where the Holy Spirit dwells. To be capable to feel our will for His life, for our lives. His will, not ours. But instead, people all over America, all over the world, have made themselves vessels for unclean spirits. They don't see no good. They don't want no good. They want to possess you and defile you. That's what they want to do. And you'll know, because those spirits will manifest. You will see them like, whoa, something is definitely up with that person. I don't want to be around that right there. No. You can see it. You can see it. It's everywhere now. It is absolutely everywhere. Billboards, movies, television shows, cartoons. I was going over a documentary of my kids, showing some of the cartoons that I used to watch when I was little. And then just seeing, as an adult, the things that they slipped into these cartoons. That no 6, 7, 8, 9 year old should have no business, not even a person in general, but they were slipping these things into cartoons, and I had no idea. None. My mother had no idea. She wasn't checking this stuff because the cartoons are harmless. And I was going and showing some of these things to my kids, and these cartoons were promoting homosexuality. These cartoons were promoting incest. These cartoons were promoting a pedophilia. And these are things that I watched as an adolescent. We're talking about in the late 80s, early 90s. I couldn't imagine the state of these cartoons now. Well, they're just not even covering it up anymore. Just put it right there for the kids. And you get older and you see this stuff, and like, whoa, no. Absolutely not. Yeah, you're right, Brother Gilbert. A lot of these cartoons seem innocent, but these things taught us. You learn how to steal, kill, and destroy at an early age. At an early age, through cartoons. You learn perversion. You learn lust through these various sitcoms. I mean, even what was supposed Family Night. We had TGIF. They call it, I forget what it stood for. It's Larry Friday. And it would have these little lineup of sitcoms that would come on. And they all promoted that good, clean family values. But
as time went on, you could slowly see it would bring something in from the outside. It would introduce a different culture. It would introduce someone on the show and come out of the closet. And we have to accept it because, you know, we love them. At the same time, they can continue to push their perversions before us on a daily basis. It was there. I can remember when the first one came to my school coming up and was very open with it, told us all, and, you know, a few of us were like, man, I don't want nothing to do with this guy. You know, it kind of, but you looked upon like, oh, you a hater, or you don't love him, and I'm like that. So the school adjusted its policies and began to make changes. Before you know it, now more and more of them are coming into the school. And not just into the school, as students, not even in positions of authority, just in leadership, student council, student presidents. You see, I'm just a little leaven. Leaven is the whole lump, just a little bit. You see it all in America right now. Right now. What we see going on today with promotion of homosexuality by the government, the education system, and the media is nothing more than what it actually is. It's rebellion against God's natural order. Absolute rebellion of the father, the mother, the children. And it goes even higher. God, the Son of God, that Father, led through the Holy Spirit with the truth, guided by all truth, leading the family, the mother, as the teacher of the household, teaching the children, and the children are the byproduct of the mother and the father, who go on and have families of their own. But that whole order has been completely thrown away now. Completely thrown away. They toss it to the side. Tell the mother, oh, you can go out, you can work, you have to worry about your kids. Tell the father, you can just be with whoever you want to be with. It's like, no, you don't have to worry about all of that. Do what thou wilt. And removing God from every form, every fashion, just removing it completely out of everything. And even coming up in my school, you know, it was a small town. It was Sunday keeping, and it comes to the territory. But I do remember in school, before school started, they would have a devotion. They would have a devotion and scripture reading, and they would pray. They did this every day of school. Every day, over the loudspeaker. But the whole school could hear, and no one complained about it. No one complained. It was fine. There were no issue, no nothing. They did the same thing as when they had ball games, football games. They did the exact same thing. There was no problem, no nothing. And we talked about teen pregnancies. There were hardly none. Violence, school violence, school shooting, none of that stuff. None of it. But by the late 90s, when they began to remove these things, all of a sudden, I'm finding out from former classmates, like, hey, did you hear? I'm like, what? My school has a metal detector now. I'm like, what are you talking about? We got metal detectors in the school. Why? Because the violence increased. When you remove God out of things, it opens up the door for someone else to come in. And you know where that someone else is. He's not just going to bring one spirit. He's going to bring seven more spirits more wicked than himself. He's going to bring all of them in there. They're going to come in and run rampant. You got to take a good look at society. You got to take a look at all these perverted things that are going on in society. I mean, all of this lust of the flesh, it doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't. It doesn't. And these people who promote this stuff before the people, what are their morals? What is their morality? Why do the sexually perverse hate the true people of God? Why do they hate God, period? You see, right now, the world's downward spiral into the perverse. I mean, how much longer do you think God's going to let this insanity go on? That terrier time is getting, it's whittling down. It is whittling down because it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get worse. And judgment is at the door. I need to ramble on right there, but just get kind of sensitive with that subject and just see how it, you know, breaks up a structure, breaks up a home. You know, perversions, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it really has an effect. And I get passionate about things that either I personally experienced, witnessed, or have done, and can say them as a testimony to others that it has an effect, and it is there to destroy a house, it is there to break up a family, it is there to just crush morality. And if you as a parent, if you as an individual, if you as a Christian don't step in and put your trust and faith in God through all things, counsel Him through everything and everything that you do, the enemy will use that door that you cannot close to Him. He will open it up and bring in all of the depths of hell right along with it. And this is Pastor Speaks. He speaks about this often. All you got to do is give Him a little toe. Just a little toe. Before you know it, it'll creep up to your heart. All right, what's going on my keyboard here? My daughter just pointed out to me my keyboard's been typing and it's just going on. I got one of these little wireless keyboards from my netbook. So it's probably the battery's getting ready to expire on it. All right, so I'm going to drop my mic here. I think it was a little bit over. I know it's time for Brother Sean to step up, so let me make sure he's here. Are you here there, brother? Are you present? Let me see. Oh, Evie here. So I'm going to drop my mic, and the next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Sean. Much love to everyone. Sabbath blessings to you all.